Right? Everyone got past Tezayin?
Yeah.
Okay, so not yet.
Almost.
We can start. It's a new topic. Bottom of Tezayin with Beza. I figured the last two lines there. The Gemara quotes Sanhedrin Gedola Hayisa. So the Gemara, the Mishnah that said there's a machlok is whether or not there's 71 members of Sanhedrin or Rabbi Yehuda held there's only 70. And there's a debate whether Moshe Beda was included in that count or he was just overseeing them, but he wasn't part of the count of Sanhedrin. So the Gemara asks, my time with the Rabbanan, what's the reason the Rabbanan Damri Moshe Agabe, and that Moshe was on top of them and included in the count of 71? So Gemara says, quotes the pasuk, Amar Kra, V'yisyatzu Sham Imach, that they should stand there with you. Hashem says that the Sanhedrin should stand with you, Moshe Benu, which implies, the Gemara says, on the top of Yadayin, Imach V'at Ba'adayu, with you, and you're going to be with them. You're going to be part of their count, so therefore it's 71 according to the Rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yehuda, it says, no, imach mishim shechina. He says, with you because of the shechina. What does that mean, because of the shechina? So look at Rashi on top. Imach mishim shechina. Imach yamdu michutz lo'al. They should stand with you outside the Olmoid, outside the Mishkan. V'lo yavo lo'al. They shouldn't enter in mishim shechina. So because of shechina, don't say, Moshe, don't stay inside the shechina, inside the Mishkan, and them outside. You leave the Shechina and join them, but not to be part of the count, just to be outside with them, but not because of any type of count. Then Rashi quotes another Lashon Acher, Mishim Shechina, Shetishra Shechina Aleim, Hutrachal Yos Moshe Imahim. In order to allow the Shechina to be Shora on the Sanhedrin, Moshe had to be with them, otherwise it wouldn't happen. Not because Moshe was part of the count, but because he was the requirement, he was the one who was going to bring about the Shechina. The Gemara now says two lines down, Rabbanan Amar, they say the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'nasu itcha b'masa am, that they should deal with you along with the difficulties of the nation, like Rabbi Yusamar yesterday, all the different bati dinim, all the din Torahs that would go to Moshe. Moshe should be osik with them together. So itcha v'at badai, with you, along with you, and you are one of the same, one of the members of Sanhedrin 71. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, itcha there means bidomim lecha, that they should be similar to you, Moshe Beinu, which means what Rashi says? Bidomim lecha miyuchasim munukum mimomum. They should be have a good ancestry, they should have good v'yichas, and they should have be clean of any types of mum. The Gemara at the bottom of the Yamun here is going to describe the different qualities needed for the members of Sanhedrin. But they have to be bidomim lecha, similar to you, but again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, not that they're part, that not that you, Moshe, are part of the count. So Rabbanan, how did they learn this klala bedomim lecha? Where do they know that Dayanim have to be the same stature and qualities as Moshe? Because they quote another pasuk from a v'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha nafka. A different pasuk that says itcha with you. That third mentioning of itcha means bedomim lecha. The Yalfi Sanhedrin Gadolah mis Sanhedrin Katana. And even though this last pasuk is referring to Sanhedrin Katana, we could learn Sanhedrin Gadol from Sanhedrin Katana. And that's how we learn the different sources. So in the end, there's a machlok is whether or not we count Moshe Benu as part of the Sanhedrin or not. Gemara now quotes a brisa, Tanya Rabbanan, an interesting brisa. We know this from Rashi al Torah, that the Yisharu Shnei Anoshim B'Machaneh, there were two people left over in the Machaneh. This is Eldad and Medad. They were left over from the Machaneh. So Yeshomim, what happened here? B'Kalpi Nishtairu, they were left over in the box. What does that mean, the box? Shebeshah She'amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. When Hashem says to Moshe, Beinu Esra Li Shivim Ish Mizikna Yisrael, gather together 70 members, 70 elders to be part of the Sanhedrin. So what did he do? So Amar Moshe, Ketzad Asa, what am I supposed to do? Everywhere she should be called Sheva Sheva. I picked six from every single Sheva. So there's 12 Shvatim, Nimtza Shnayim Yisrael. There's going to be a total of 72. Hashem is only interested in 70, so that's two extra. Ever chamisha chamisha mikol shevet v'shevet. If I pick five from each shevet, with five from 12, it's only going into asara chaserim. I'm only going to have 60. I'm missing 10 people. Ever shisha mishevet zeh v'chamisha mishevet zeh. If I pick five from 10 of the shvatim and then six from two other shvatim, that gives me the account that I want. That's 72. But the problem with that, if I'm going to make that decision, who's going to get the two extra dayanim? So then, Hareini Meita Kina Ben Ad Shvatim. I'm going to promote jealousy amongst the different Shvatim. So Ma'a, so what did Moshe do? It's an interesting dilemma. So Bira Shisha Shisha Vehevi, he brought six from each. Vehevi, six, so he had a total of 72 people, elders standing in front of him. Vehevi Shivim Mishnayim Piskin, he had 72 different tickets. And Al Shivim on 70 of them, Kasav Zakin, he wrote an elder. Vishnayim Hiniach Chalak, and two of them he left empty. Balon, he mixed them together, Nasan Bakalpi, place them in the box. Amor Lehem, he says to the 72 Zakanim, Bo, come forward, Vitalu Pitzkechem, take your tickets. Kamisha Allah biyado zaken. Anyone who has a ticket to zaken, he says kvar kitchich hashemayim hakadosh baruch hu already had sanctified you. You are considered a member of Sanhedrin. Misha Allah biyado chalak. A person who had an empty ticket, a blank ticket. Samar, he says hamakom lo chavet b'cha. I'm not interested. Hakadosh baruch hu is not interested in you. I'm sorry. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you, what am I supposed to do with you? So what happened was, where's that Rashi? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Misha ala biyado chalak, v'shnayim me'osan shivim, shehalchu litol ala biyado chalak. And two of those people who collected from the box had an empty ticket. V'nishtaru shnei piskim shayu ksuvim mekalpi, shayu shel eldar meidat shaloh halchu litol. Elder made that refuse to take from the tickets. They were concerned that they didn't want to get chalak. They want to have a blank. They'd rather not to enter the lottery than fail. So they just stayed out on the outside and they stayed in the camps. So that's what these two people were out in the camp. That's what means Visharu Shnei Anashim, two of the 72 chosen, did not come forward to pick their the tickets. So Gemara now says, in a similar way, Kiyote Asa Lahem. I skipped the line. Where Kiyoti b'davar ata Omer lakachta chameshes shkalim lugul goles. So lach is when it came to the pidyon haben in the midbar. So every bechor, firstborn son, requires a pidyon haben. But at the same time, they could switch with levim. Levim, the number of levim matched up to the number of bechor. So they have to swap with each other, and there's no need for pidyon haben. But there was a surplus of bechorim that were above the number of levim. So those Bechors didn't have anyone to be posed to them. There's no Levi for them to swap the Kedusha with. So they had to be posed to themselves. They had to pay 5 shekel. So there was some extra. So who were the extra Bechors that were going to have to pay the Pidyon HaBen, the 5 shekelim, that were not going to be swapped with the Levi? So Amar Moshe says, Ketzed Esa, what am I supposed to do here? Ketzed Esa lehen liYisrael. Im Omer lef, I say, Tein li Pidyoncha, v'tzei. So if I say, you pay me your Pidyon HaBen, and then you're redeemed, so then, Yom Reli, they're going to tell me, Kfar Padeni Ben Levi. What do you mean? I match up to this Ben Levi there. Who says I'm the one who owes the shekel? 5 shekelim. So Ma'a, so what did he do? So Hevi Esim Vishnayim Alafim Piskin. He brought, again, 2,020 tickets. The Kasav Aleyan Ben Levi, wrote Ben Levi, Val Shlosha Vishivim Masayim Kasav Aleyan Chamisha Shekelim. And then on 73 of them, at 273 of them, he wrote 5 shkalim. That whoever gets these tickets of 273, oh, 5 shkalim. The balan, he mixed the tickets together. V'nasan v'kalpi, place them in a box. And Amar Lehen, he says to them, Tulu pitzkechem, come forward and take your tickets. And Misha alo b'yodo ben Levi, whoever gets a ben Levi, Amar Lo, Moshe said to them, Kfar p'dacha ben Levi, you're already redeemed from a ben Levi that you swapped with. Now Misha alo b'yodo chamesh shkalim, whoever's got the ticket that says 5 shkalim, Amar Lo, tein pidyon chavetzei. Now you owe your pidyon, and you could go scot-free. So that's the halacha.
They must have had photocopying machines.
What?
They must have had photocopying machines.
I'm missing a lot. 273 is a lot of...
No, right. 22,000.
20, I missed the number here?
Sure.
All right, yeah, that's right. 22,000. S and Mishnaim often, 22,000, right. So that's a lot of... I guess everyone writes one. Everyone writes one. Not Moshe wasn't doing it all. You get 22,000 people. It wasn't hard. And everyone just write one ticket and write Ben Levi on it. And
then, with Eldon and Maydad. So there were two Zuckins that were sitting still in the box. They would have won.
They would have won, yeah.
Because Rashi said two people got
Chalak. Yeah, so it sounds like they did win. Even though they didn't pick it, Mestama, they became the Dayanim, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
but what happened
to the Chalak? It sounds like the two of them were left out.
So then what happens to two guys who got the Chalak, though? They became the Sanhedrin?
It's right. But it seems that according to the first word, Vaisharu really goes on the Petak.
Oh, that he left it there?
There were two petakim that were left in the box.
But it could have been left, the regular ones.
What?
It could have been left.
But it seems that they were not, because it says behem baktuvim. Behem baktuvim. The word baktuvim goes on the petak that they were written on them.
Yes, and the mice, were they part of Sanhedrin? I don't know.
Baktuvim goes on the petak that they had written on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's an interesting discussion here. The Be'er Sheva writes in the Maseches Horios, he learns from this sugi here that there's an iser to be mosif on the dayanim of Sanhedrin, either 70 or 71, no matter how you slice it, it's also to add on to it. And even he says, even if you want to be the dayan going to be mocha and it's kavod, one's not allowed to add on to the Sanhedrin, because the pasuk says, otherwise, why did Moshe Rabbeinu pick 72? Why? Tzadavka 70 or 71, what was the count? So the Be'er Sheva says, we're going to, later on, so not later on, in Horyos, Rabbi Yochanan has this din that if 100 Dayanim are sitting down and give a hora, and they make a mistake on their hora, so then it results in a carbon. If ever Bezdin makes a mistake and the people act upon their hora, you have to give a carbon. So he asks, how could you ever have 100 people in a Bezdin? Here the Gemara says you only have 70 people, you can never have more than that. So Be'er Sheva ends off as a tzarachi and doesn't know how you could ever have 100 people. But the Tumim apparently answers that the sugya later on in Daf Mem, we're going to learn that if a Talmud of a Dayan is sitting there and sees a certain zechus that he could say, he's supposed to say what he thinks the zechus is for the Baal Din, and he becomes part of that Sanhedrin. So that's a way of being Mosif. So if there are 30 Talmidim who are there and all find the zechus, so then they're added on to that Sanhedrin. At least for that day, they're part of the Sanhedrin, so they could result in a certain hurrah if need be. But now that they're formally part of the Sanhedrin, that's only 70, but you can have instances where people do get added on to the Sanhedrin for those times.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the Sanhedrin that we had during the Beis Hamikdash had nothing to do with the one in the Midbar. That's why
Moshe was the 71st one. Moshe didn't need to be chosen.
No, but I'm saying, but he also wasn't, he didn't do Hora, right?
Moshe, no,
but
we don't.
According to this, it seems that he wasn't Hora, meaning that he let them decide whatever he want, and then,
did we see that anywhere? I don't know if we saw that anywhere. We didn't see what Sanhedrin actually did in the Midbar.
Uh-huh.
We just know that there was a Sanhedrin. They judge cases, but the particulars that we don't get. Now, there is another question that the Tosus Chachmei Anglia.
I'm sorry. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the machlokes then?
Whether or not you need a Sanhedrin of 70 or 71. So
everybody agrees that the Zekenim were 70, both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim.
Right, but Moshe Beinu, was he the 71st or not the 71st?
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that he wasn't Beinu. What was
he? He was just supervising.
Right. So according to him, it would be that he wouldn't make a difference on anything.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Chachmei, Tosafot Chachmei Anglia here talks about whether or not Shevet Levi was part of this count. Why didn't Shevet Levi as a 13th, why weren't they, didn't they get anyone? So he just says that they're involved in the Avodah, they're involved in singing, they weren't involved in Osek and Mishpat. But it sounds like from the Sifri that they were, based on the Pesukim, Va'avosel HaKohanim HaLevim, it sounds like they were Shoftim. The Rambam Paskins that they would choose the Shvat, choose the Dayanim, from Shevet Levi. So now that turns out there are 13 Shvatim, not really 12 Shvatim. So the Ein Yaakov answers that no, Menashe and Ephraim are considered one with regards to this. We only find that Menashe and Ephraim were separate, two Shvatim, when it comes to the Nachla. When it comes to anything else, they're considered part of as one unit, and therefore six came from Ephraim and Menashe as a unit, and then another six came from Shevet Levi. Okay, the Gemara now says, let's go weiter. The Gemara says five wide lines down. Rabbi Shimon Omer b'machanin ishtayru b'shah sh'omer l'kadosh baruch l'moshe esri li'shivim ish. So there are times that when they gathered 70 together, Eldad and Medad were left behind in the machana. So Amru Eldad and Medad, ain't anu ruin la'os gedula. We're not worthy of accepting any type of gedula, any type of a position. So Amru kadosh baruch Hashem says, hol mi'atzchem atzmechem. Since you have lowered yourself, humbled yourselves, hareini mosif gedula gedulaschem, I'm going to add gedula to what already you deserve. Magdula hosif lehem, shenevim kula nisnavu upasku, all nevim gave prophecy, they prophesied, but eventually it stopped. But heim nisnavu vilapasku, their nevuah never ceased. That was the gedula that Moshe, that Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Eldad and Medad. Uma nevuah nisnavu, what was their nevuah that they were giving at that time when they were nishtar b'machana? So Amru, they said that Moshe's mace, Yeshua machnis es Yisrael la'aretz. That's what they get. Rashi says that Moshe is going to die and Yeshua is going to be the leader into Eretz Yisrael. So Abba Chanan Amar, differently, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Al Iske Slav, they prophesize Hemistabim. Ali Slav, Ali Slav, the Slav's going to come up. They were prophesizing about the Slav in the Bimbar that was going to be. And Rav Nachman Amar, Al Iske Gogumogog, Hayumistabim, they were discussing what was going to be with the end of wars, the end of days. Shinemar, as it says in the Pasuk Yecheskel, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Ha'atahu Asher Dibarta, you were the one who spoke, V'yam HaKadmonim, the earlier days, V'yad Ov De Nevi Yisrael HaNevim, V'yam HaHem, Shanim Lavi Otzcha Aleim, the Nevim from the earlier days, Al Tikre Shanim Ela Shnaim, the two people, who are the two people, V'ezu Shnaim Nevim Shinistabu B'perek Echad, who are the two Nevim that gave the same prophecy at the same time, Nevua Achas Havei Omer Eldad Umeidad. So there's a three-way machlokas what the nevuah is. We only know the one that Rashi brings out of Torah that Moshe is going to die, Yeshua is going to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. But there are two other opinions. Again, one about the Slav, and one about the Milchames Gog
U'Magog. The one on the Slav is because they were chosen because they were complaining Mi Achilino Basar. So at that moment, that's when Moshe decided. Hashem told him that Moshe got fed up, and that's why they chose him.
That's where they chose.
Meaning they complained about Miachilin Ovasa and Moshe said, I can't take this anymore. So Hashem said, Eschal.
Oh, so that's Eldar Meida then gave the Nevuah instead of
Moshe. Because the Shimon's the Kenim were picked at the moment that they wanted me.
Okay, very good. So Gemara now says, Amar Mar, call Nevi'im Kula Nisabu, Pasku Vehin Nisabu, Velo Pasku, Menol, and how do you know that everyone else's Nevuah stopped? But Eldar Meida's Nevuah never stopped. The Pasku, how do you know it did stop? Ilema, if you say because the Yosfu, that the other ones prophesized and then they didn't get additional ones, it didn't go on, implying Nelda Medad's Nevuah was Mosif. So Elmiat, if that's the case, Ko Gadol Velo Yosef. When it comes to the Pasuk and Har Sinai, when it talks about Kadosh Baruch Hu's Kol that continued Velo Yosef, it didn't add on. It stopped. Does that mean Hashem's voice stopped? Hashem's voice never stopped. So the Yosef doesn't mean it stopped then. So Ella to Lo Pasuku. It doesn't mean it didn't stop, it means it continued. So Ella, Hacha, what's the source? Ksiv Vaisnabu Hasam. Ksiv again Hacha Ksiv Vaisnabu. Hasam Ksiv Misnabim. By the other Nevim says they in the past they prophesize, but Eldar Medad says Misnabim. They are in the current state of giving Nevuah. Their Nevuah never stopped. Adai Misnabim et Beholchin. They are continuing to give Nevuah. So Bishma received Nevuah. Bishma Lamadamer makes sense. The one who holds Moshe Mace, that when Moshe died, that was a prophecy that Moshe is going to die. Yeshua is going to machnis them. Hainu Dichsev, that's what it says. Adoni Moshe Kaleim. Moshe, my master, get rid of them because there was this jealousy that was going on. Moshe is going to be upset. Get rid of them. But Elul Ma'adam or Hanach Tarti, the other two about the Slav and about the Gog Magog, my Adoni Moshe Kolim. Why does he care? What's the kinah to Moshe Beinu that he's giving prophecy about some other inyanim not related to Moshe? Why would he wipe them out because of that? So he says Delav Arach Ara. It's inappropriate. It's not the Derech Eretz. It's not good midos. It's no different than the Gemara tells us in Erevin we saw here also in Sanhedrin that there's an Isser in one's Chai Misa for giving a Pesach Din in front of his Rebbe. So to give Nevuah in front of your Rebbe of Nevuah, that also is considered Lav Arach Ara, and that's why he says Moshe Kilim. So Bishma L'mandamer makes sense. Hanach Tarti Ani Dichse Mi'itein. That Moshe says, don't worry, who gives them Nevuah? It's not me, it's Hashem. Hashem obviously wanted to give them a Nevuah, so what are you coming to me for? It makes sense if it's about the Slav, it's about the Gog U'Magog. Al-Leman Damar Moshe Meis, the one who says Moshe is going to die. Mimanach HaVenichalei. So was Moshe happy? Moshe would say, I'm not bothered by this. Hashem gave it to them. Meaning it sounds like Moshe would have been upset had he heard this Nevuah that he was going to die. So the Gemara says, that Lo Saima Kamei, that when they told Moshe what the Nevuah was, they never told him what the Nevuah was. All they said to Moshe, they didn't want to tell him and get him upset. They just said that these two guys in the camp are still giving Nevuah. But they didn't say that they're prophesying that Moshe is going to die. So that's why Moshe says, I don't care. As long as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them a Nevuah, it's not going to bother me. So it wasn't my killing. What does it mean to be kala them, to get rid of them? So Amar Leh, Hatil Alem Tzarchit Tzibor V'Hein Kalam Alem. Fascinating. Give them the position of authority. And sure enough, their hairs will, you know, their beard will go gray, and they'll take that the brunt of everything, and that's going to wear them down pretty quickly. They'll show them what it's like to be leaders. So Tosas writes here on top, Mehem kelu me'aleim perish nevuasam kala. Their nevuah is going to end. You know, pashup shot is they're going to die because they're just going to get weak. But he says no, their nevuah is going to stop because they ain't shechina shor mitoch atzvas ela mitoch simcha. Once they're in a position of authority, it's no longer any more simcha there. It's a lot of depression and sadness and pain, and therefore they'll lose the Nevuah pretty quickly once they get that position. Okay.
That's a chiddush on Moshe Rabbeinu.
Right, yeah. It's not too much a chiddush, but not too much as Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
The fact that he could stay b'torah simcha, even though he had all that atzvos. So, okay. Gemara now says, Minayin laha and milhavi od shlosha. This was talking about in the Mishnah, how to calculate the 23 Bezdin. The Pasuk said Eda for 10, Eda for another 10, Eda for Zoche, Eda for Chayiv, that's 20. And now you need a Ein Beis and Shako, you had 21, but you can't have Rove of a Ra, you need at least 2, that's 22, but Ein Beis and Shako, so he said you need to add 3 in order to have the Bez Din of 23. That was the whole calculation. So the Gemara now says that Sof L'Ra Al Pishnaim Lo Mishkachazla. Then the part of that calculation, the Mishnah had said, you need to have apira 2. You need to have at least 2 tilting towards the ra to have a psak din. But you never get a ra with 2 over. It's always going to be an odd number over. You never have an even number that's going to be in favor. Because every bezin is an odd number, but they dinim, da dayanim. So how are you going to find ra apishnaim? So the Gemara says, if there's 11 saying innocent and 12 saying guilty, that's only 1 that's saying is guilty. That's not 2. If you say 10 people innocent and 13 people say he's guilty, that's 3 in favor of a guilty. So where are you ever going to find that 2 are saying that he's guilty? So Amar Rabbi Yabohu, Iyata Motzi Ela B'Musafin, B'Mosifin rather, B'Divri Akol. When it comes to Mosifin, what's the case of Mosifin? So look at Rashi halfway down the page here. Elba Mosifin v'divri akol. The Tanah we're going to see later on, the Daf Mem, Echad Asar Mezakin v'Echad Asar Mechayvin. You have 11 saying innocent, 11 saying guilty. That's only 22. Where's the 23rd guy? V'Echad Omer En Yodei. One guy says, I don't know. I'm not making any decisions here. So the Lach is, Yosif v'Dayarim Shnaim, you add on 2 more. So now you've got a total of 25, but only 24 who actually responding, because the 25th guy is Ein Yodea. The Hashavle based in Shako, because in essence it's really only 24 guys who are taken into account. The Ein Yodea is command de lesahut, as if he doesn't exist. Upashalu chavda, there's 24 left over. So then if you have Mishkachas Lal, Pishnaim, so Yud Aleph Mizakin, and Yud Gimel Bechayvin. And the two new guys both say Chova, so now you've got 13 guilty, 11 innocent. That's your example of Alpira Shnaim, Alara Pishnaim. That's all. Divrei HaKol agrees that would be a scenario of Alpi Shnaim. But Sanhedrin and Gadol, you have also, you could have 2 saying the Ra, Valiba Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Shivim. He holds that there's 70 Dayanim. So if you have a case of 36 and 34, 36 guilty, 34 innocent, so that will also be the Ra Alpi Shnaim, at least in the world of Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Gemara quotes again, Amar Rabbi Yabohu, B'mosifin Osin Besin Shako Lichatchila. He says, when it comes to adding on to Dayanim, even though Lichachila, every Bezin has to start off with an odd number, when it comes to Mosifin, you can have even numbers like we just saw above. Gemara Sipshita, of course. So we already know that. So Mal Dishema, what would you think? Hide the Kamer Ein Yodea. Kamandi Sadami. Maybe you should acknowledge a guy who says Ein Yodea as still being there, so it's always going to be an odd number. V'i Amar Milsa, if he says something, Shmainale, we could actually listen to him. He could change his mind. He could give some input. Kamash Milan, the Hide the Kamer Ein Yodea, Kamad the Lesser Dami. We race him off the batting order here, if you will. If he Amar Taima Lo Shamina, if he tries to contribute something, he's already removed. We ignore him, and he's Kamad the Lesser Dami, and therefore you would have an even number of Dayanim on such a Bezdin of Mosifin. So Amar Rav Kana says Sanhedrin Shiro Kulon Lechove Ptur Noso. If let's say you have a guy of Sanhedrin who all 23 say he's guilty, that is Pater. The guy is actually Pater, which sounds counterintuitive. It's so clear as day, the guy murdered someone, and everyone says he's guilty, so then he gets off the hook. So my timer came in the Gemira, the Halanas Din, the Mevar Le Zechusa, Vahani Tu Lo Chazilei. The whole idea of extending the Bezin a little bit longer is to see a little Zechus. Maybe we're not going to kill him immediately, we're going to give him a few extra moments. Maybe someone can find the Zechus. If everyone there says he's a chayiv, there's no seeing a zechus. And therefore, there's not going to be an inyan of halanas din. We'll never have an opportunity to delay the din just a little bit to find the zechus, because everyone saw him as a chova. So therefore, since there's no halanas din, for technical reasons, we throw out the din Torah. There is a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. He wants to know, let's say later on that day, if it's a situation where all 23 say chayiv, one guy says, you know what, I think he's innocent. Can he retract in that case? Normally the lach is, when it comes to a bezdin on 23, if a person says zakai, he can never change his mind. Zakai forever. If a guy says chol chayiv, then he can change his mind. That's in a general case of bezdin. He can change his mind from chayiv to zakai. So in this case, we're all 23, say chayiv, do we say mamish that bezdin's thrown out the window? Or no, if someone changes their mind to zakai, then we could really rehabilitate that bezdin and it could go through the process. So that's the suffix he has on this sugya. Last three lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Moshivin Misanhedrin Ela Balei Koma, someone who's tall, a stature, Balei Chachma, Balei Mara, Balei Zikna, a person who's got wisdom, Balei Mara has a certain appearance, age, Balei Kshafim, he knows how to do Kishuv, V'yodim V'shivim Lashon, knows how to speak all the languages, Shlo Te Sanhedrin Shemas Mipir Baturgumim, because you might have a case that a person comes and doesn't know Hebrew, and he comes to Bezin and you don't understand what he's talking about, and there's a din that you have to hear directly from the mouths of the Balei Dinim, and you can't hear from a translator. So these are the various qualities that are needed. Rashi explains why, that Balei Koma Umare Shete E Malsin Mutelas Al Habrios. A short, small, puny guy won't really bring about that level of fear that the Balei Dinim need. Be a tall, big guy with stature, so then he's going to really instill fear in the Balei Dinim. And Balei Kshefim Rashi says, "Lahamis machshefim habotchem v'kashveim lahanatzam midei bezdin." People are trying to do some type of witchcraft with bezdin, trying to save the guy. So in order to avoid that, to kill the magicians, u'legalasam machshefim masitin amadichin v'kashveim kigona mitzrim, to get rid of these people who are doing witchcraft. Fine. Gemara now says the last line of the Amud here. Amar Yehuda, this is a fascinating Gemara here. Amar Yehuda Marav, Ein Moshivin Misanhedrin, Ela Lemishio De La Tahir, Es Asheret Min HaTorah. A person who knows how to be Matar Asheret. Asheret is Tame Midaraisa. What does that mean to be Matar something? The Torah says it's Tame. So there's a whole discussion in Torah, so I'm not going to go through here, but it's the ability to just to analyze, to think logically, even though go against the Torah, but to be able to think of such a intellectual exercise, that's one of the qualities and requirements to becoming a member of Sanhedrin. So Amar Rav, Ani Adun Vatier Renu, I could judge, I could think of such a case and be Metaher a Sheretz. What was his suggestion? Ma Nachash Shemei Misumar Betuma, but yet the Nachash himself is Tahor. Rashi says, Ma Nachash Shemei Mis Adun Behema, could kill a person, it could kill animals. Umar betumas nevelas v'tuma tuma creates nevel tumas nevel in the world, it creates tuma v'tumas meis ba'olam harei hu tar, but the nachash itself is tar kishu meis, when the nachash dies she'enu bechlal shmona shratzim, it's not one of the eight shratzim. So then sheretz she'enu meis umar betuma enu din she'tar. So a sheretz which doesn't kill, a different whatever type of sheretz you want to choose, a type of lizard, a lizard doesn't kill, it doesn't bring tuma, so enu din that it should also be tahor in its own right. So the Gemara, v'lo yei, mida dehave kotz ba'alma, and it should be no different than the Gemara responds, rather, they reject Rav's suggestion that no, it's not a good kavachomer, because the nachash is no different than a little thorn, a little sword, a little knife that kills, that certainly won't become tameh, so to a nachash won't be tameh, it's nothing more than a kotz, and therefore, he can't bring a kavachomer from the case of a sheretz. Okay. Mar now says Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol ir she'ein ba shnayim ledaber ve'echad l'shmoa ein moshivin ba Sanhedrin. Any city that doesn't have two people who know how to speak every language, every shivim lashon, and a third person who knows how to at least understand it, though he can't speak it, that's what's required for a bezdin. Two to speak it, every language, and at least a third to understand the languages. So bebeitar have shlosha biyabne arba. Peter had three, V'yavna apparently had four dayanim like this, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, the Shimon HaTemani, Dan Lefneim, Bekarka. These were the four individuals in Yavna. So that's fine. So then the Gemara says, Meisiv, is that really true? Shlishish Chachma, Revis Ein Lamala Heimanu. If you have a place that has three, so that's called a Chachma, that's a place of Chachma, that's considered Sanhedrin, and four, there's nothing greater than that. But you see from this brayso, you need at least three people who understand the languages. Who speak the languages. Above, you said you only need two who speak it, one who understand. Here it says you need all three to speak it. The Gemara says, you're right, it's actually machlokas tanaim here. The Amar Kiai Tana, he holds like this Tana, the Tana Shnia Chachma Shlishish Ein Lamala Heimanu. Two people who speak it, that's Chachma. Three people, there's nothing greater than that. So one Tana holds you need two people to speak it, one to understand it, and the other Bryce says you need three people to be able to even speak all Shivim Lashon. Now, Gemara is now going to go through different phrases and terminologies that refer to different Rabbanim throughout Shas. So the Gemara says now, Lemeidim Lefnei Chachamim, those people who learn in front of Chachamim, that's referring to Levi Me Rebbe. Levi, whenever you hear that phrase, Lemeidim Lefnei Chachamim, that's Levi learning from Rebbe. Danim lifnei chachamim, judging in front of chachamim. That refers to Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, v'chan hamitri, v'chananya ben Chachinai. So fine. Then the Gemara says, did I skip a line there? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, he was part of this also. Rav Nachman, he learned, no, chamisha, there are actually five of them, Shimon, v'Shimon, v'Shimon, Chanan, v'Chananya. Those are the five that he felt was referred to in this Danil Fnei Chachamim. So then whenever it says Rabbo Seinu Sheba Bavel, that refers to Ravu Shmuel. Whenever it says Rabbo Seinu Sheba Eretz Yisrael, that refers to Rabbi Abba. Whenever it says Dayani Gola, that refers to Karna. Who's Karna? So where is Rashi? Is there Rashi here?
There's also no there's no article. So.
I thought Rashi always explained who Karna is. Okay, fine. Dayani Eretz Yisrael is Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. We know they always go together. Dayani de Pumbadisa is Rav Papa bar Shmuel. Dayani de Naharda is Rav Ada bar Munyomi. Sabe de Surah, the elders of Surah, is Rav Huna, Rav Chista. Sabe de Pumbadisa, the elders of Pumbadisa, is Rav Yehuda, Rav Ina. The Harife de Pumbadisa, the sharp ones of Pumbadisa, is Ayefa Vavime, Bnei Rechava. Amarai de Pumbadisa is Rabba of Rav Yosef. The Amarai of Dinhardai is Rav Chama, Niharvlai. And, right, Narvlai Masnu, I think Rabbi Chama, and Narvlai Masnu, they taught Rami by Berebi. Others say Beirav Rav Huna. Others say no, really Beirav Rav Huna. V'hamar Rav Huna Amri Beirav in different order. So Ella Rav Hamnuna Amri Bimarava. David, no, 1 second here.
Beirav is Rav
Hamnuna. Right. So in the Gemara says, let's backtrack again. Narvlai Masnu, they learned Rami bar Berebi. So the Gemara says, whenever it says Amri Beirav, when it says Beirav, that refers to Rav Huna. Bahamar Rav Huna, doesn't Rav Huna himself say Amri Beirav? He himself is calling Beirav as a different person. So El Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna, that whenever Beirav, that's really referring to Rav Hamnuna, who is a Talmud of Rav Huna. Amri B'marava said in the West, they would say, that's Rabbi Yirmia. Shalch Mitam, whenever they have a message from Tom from over there that referred to Eretz Yisrael, that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, he would send the letters. Machaku Allah b'marava, they would laugh, they'd smile in the West. That refers to Rabbi Elazar. So Gemara says, it's really true that Shalach Mitam is referring to Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. V'ha Shalach Mitam li divrei Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina. They sent it to him. So we see that it wasn't from him. So Ela Ipach, let's switch it around. Shalach Mitam refers to Rabbi Elazar, and Machu Allah b'marava, that refers to Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina. Okay, let's go right there. Gemara now says, how many people should be in a city that they are worthy of having a Sanhedrin? So the Mishnah said you need 120. I think the other opinion was what? What was the second opinion we had at the end of the Mishnah? Sorry, say it again. 230, So first one's 120, and next opinion is 230 in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, "May have asked him the 120. May have decided what's the 100? What's the basis for 120? Seems pretty arbitrary." So the Gemara says, "Ask him shlosha keneged sanhedrin katana 23 for sanhedrin katana, and shlosh shiro shall ask him shlosha. Now we need another additional three rows of another 23 on each row as backups. So that's going to give you Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechtas in sanhedrin daf lamed zayin as backups. So now that's 23 times 4. That gives a total of Hare Tishim Vitarti. That's 92. So connected those Sanhedrin to those 92 people. Vasar Bartolonim Shobesa Knesses, another 10 of the Kolo guys sitting in the shul just waiting for there to be a minion. That gives us Hare Mayavitray. That's 102. Vishnei Sofrim now connected me to people who are Sofrim, who are typing everything up and writing down the different Zechuyos of the Mazakin and the Dir Mechaivin. So that gives us a total of 104. Now, Shnei Chazanim, the two Chazanim, Rashi explains that they're Shamshi Bezdin Lahalkos Achayiv to give lashes to whoever deserves it, and Lahazmin Bali Dinim to set out the summons. That's another two. Vishnei Bali Dinim, two people to have a fight, two people who are going to argue with each other. If there's no two people who are going to fight, so how are you going to have a Sanhedrin? What's the need for a Sanhedrin? Then you need Shnei Edim, you need two Edim as well, because otherwise you can't testify about their fight. then you need Shnei Zomim. People, well, in case the Eidim only works if there's potential for them to Eidim Zomim. If there's no Eidim Zomim, so you don't trust the first. Every Eidus has to be Eidus She'iyat HaYachal Azima. An Eidus that cannot come about to become Eidim Zomim is not considered a good Eidus. So you have to have the potential for Eidim Zomim. And now also, if those Eidim Zomim need to be Shnei Zomim Zomim, in case those Zomim are found to be Zomim, you need those. So that's another two. Harei Me'av Arbeisa. We have 114. We're close. So what about the other six? V'tanya, the Braisa says, Kol Yir She'ein Ba'asar Devarim Halalu. Any seed that doesn't have the 10 following things, Ein Tamil Chacham Rashai Ladur Besocha. A Tamil Chacham cannot live in such a city. What are the 10 items? So Bezdin, they need Bezdin, that are Makin V'onshin, that give lashes, they give punishment. There needs to be a Kupa Shel Tztaka. They have to have a fund to collect Tztaka and to give it out. And that Tztaka fund is Nigbeis Mishnayim. You need two people to collect it. And Mischalekes Mishlosha needs three people to divide and give it out. And that's a total of five. Ubeis HaKnesset, you need a shul. Ubeis HaMircha, it's a bathhouse. Ubeis HaKisei, a bathroom. And a rofe, a doctor. Rashi says, by the way, all of Rashi says here is referring to a moel. All of Rashi, Rashi says almost everywhere. He says rofe is always a moel. Then the uman, you need a person who's makizdam. That's a doctor, a bloodletter. And in the Baal Bar, you need a person who's going to write Stam and Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzahs. Umelam Tinokos, the Rebbe, and Mishum Rebbe Kiva, as Gezuntai, Amru Af, Mine, Piri. You also need a place that has fruit. Why? Mipnesha Shmeine Piri, the fats, the oils of the fruit, Ma'ir and Esainayim. It really brings a person's vision to light. So it looks like there are more than six people here. I'm not sure we stopped there because we had the five people of the Gabbai Tzedakah. Yeah, the Rofe, the Uman, the Lavlar, and the Malamitinokos, that gives a total of, it looks like, nine here. So how do you get from the nine down to the six?
One person's doing all that.
Yeah, I guess, but which one is doing
it? Meaning the one is going to do all the other stuff together.
The guy's going to be the moel, the doctor, the sofer, and the malamitinokos. Right. Okay, yeah. Fine.
Very talented guy.
Fine, let's just finish
the
up.
The interesting thing is that you would expect that the Eidim Zomim wouldn't have to be from that city. Because usually they say, oh, they were with us. I mean, it could be in the same, but it doesn't necessarily have to be from that same city.
Right.
But I guess...
Yeah, I don't know. This whole setup is an interesting setup to have.
Right, the whole thing they want. In the meantime, they're all serving each other. There's nobody
Okay, let's finish the parak. May as well. Gemara says last line here. Rabbi Nechemia Omer. Rabbi Nechemia said you need 230 people on the Sanhedrin. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Masayim v'shivim v'shiva. Yeah. So the Brisa says 277. And how do you get this? So look at Rashi on top here. Masai Mishloshim Rabbi Nechemia. So 230 that Rabbi Nechemia holds. V'od Memzaim, another 47. Shim Yischalku Bezdin. If Bezdin has a split, Yudalf Mazakin Ve'achadasar Mechayvin, 11-11. Ve'achad Omein Ein Yodea, one guy's out. So Yosifu Me'elu Memzaim Ad Shivim. You add until you get to a total of 70. You're allowed to add a Sanhedrin Katana, could only be as much, the threshold is 70. So that's going to be an additional 47 people as backup. So that's how you get 277. So then the Gemara asks the Hatani, the other Brisa says, Rebbe Omer Masayim Vishivim Vishmona, 278. So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha Ha Rebbe Yehuda HaRabbanan. Whether or not you included Moshe Agabeyem, 71, 72, is the same thing when it comes to this. Like when you add up to the additional people, the backups for the Sanhedrin Katana, do you add a total of 47 or a total of 48? So it depends on Rebbe Yehuda versus Rabbanan. And lastly, the Gemara says, we'll do a little bit of math here. It's basic math. Taner Rabbanan, the Braisa says, V'samta lehem sari alafim, sari meil, sari chamishim, sari asaros, the Pasuk says. When Yisro was telling Moshe Rabbeinu how to set up this whole hierarchy of the Bezdim, so he says you have to have people overseeing 1,000 people, 100 people, 10,000 people. So what does this mean? So the Gemara explains that when it comes to the sari alafim, those who are overseeing the thousands, so Sheish Meos is 600 people. Each individual was overseeing 1,000 people. There are 600,000 men. So each one had 1,000 people he oversaw. So that's 600 of the Sari Meos. Sari Alafim, rather. Then the Sari Meos, those who had to see 100 people each. So then you need Sheish Alafim. You need 6,000 people. Each one was overseeing 100 people. So that same math of 6,000 times 100 is 600,000. Then Sari Chamishim, you need people who are overseeing 50 people, a much smaller unit, so doing the math of 50 into 600,000, so you need Shnei Masar Elf, you need 12,000 people at that position, each one was overseeing 50 people. And then, sorry, Asaros, it's over 10,000 people. So then, over
10 people.
10 people, or sorry, I said over 10 people. Then Chesh's Rebu, that you need 60,000 people who each one had 10 people that they were overseeing, because 10 times 60,000 is going to be 600,000. So Nimsa turns out, Dayan Yisrael, Shivas, Rebo, Vishmon Alafim, Visheshmeos. Now, how many Dayanim were there? Wow. So there are a total of 78,600 Dayanim. That's a pretty nice, more than 10% were considered Dayanim back then. Hajjan Alach Dine Mamunis.